Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Josh Hallman. Welcome back to another Just Films and That new release special, the first one of 2024. How on earth did we get here? Anyway, this time around, I'm going to be reviewing Matthew Vaughn's latest spy thriller, Argyle. So as with the others, I'll try and keep this as spoiler-free as possible. But if you don't want to know anything about the film, make sure you listen to this after you've seen it. And yeah, that'll be great. Whilst I've got you, if you could head over to the app that you're listening to this on, give us a little rating or review after you've listened to this. It would be massively appreciated. But anyway, thanks for listening so far. In terms of the plot, I'll try and keep this as simple as possible as I don't want to give anything away, but it's basically the story of Ellie Conway, the author of a successful spy novel series featuring a lead spy called Argyle. She's going about a business and suddenly finds herself pursued by a mysterious espionage organization, gets caught up in a real spy adventure where things are not all that they seem and very much feel like they seem to be mirroring the going on of her book. So what did I think? Well, overall, I had a pretty good time. I was quite excited going into this one. I really like Matthew Vaughn's films for the most part. It's no secret that I like Stardust. We did it on the podcast, like Kick-Ass, Layer Cake, and some of the Kingsman films as well. I do think he has this rare skill of taking quite a fairly tried and tested formula or a blockbuster and breathing something of a new life into it with a little bit of humor and maybe just a touch of magic and pizzazz and style that makes his films feel like they're a little bit less run-of-the-mill and a little bit more of an event. Whilst it's not up there for me with his best films, I enjoyed it in that sort of switch your brain off way and enjoy the action. It's a lot of fun and I think it's really funny. In terms of the tone, I think it's really important to note that you need to go into this realizing that it's mainly a spoof. So there's lots of good winks and nods to spy films and action films that kept me chuckling along the way as I was watching it, particularly in the first half. It's got a great cast. You've got people playing real characters in the film. I don't mean real people, I mean characters in the real world and characters from Ellie's books. So you've got Henry Cavill, John Cena, Ariana DeBose, Bryan Cranston, Catherine O'Hara, of course, a very heavily featured in all of the marketing, Dua Lipa and the trailer as well, who a lot of people seem to be using to draw attention to their reviews, titling them things like the Dua Lipa starring whatever, when in fact she is in it very little. And I personally, I don't know about you, but I didn't go into this looking at the trailer and the film thinking, oh, this is a Dua Lipa film, she's going to be in it all the way through. I think it was very much, you know, obvious that it was going to be a cameo, but anyway, that's just me. And me thinks that perhaps people are using it to draw attention to their work and, you know, via algorithms and such. But anyway, that's just the cynic in me. Anyway, in the starring roles, you've got Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell, who really do carry the film very well, both with the chemistry between each other and really well during the action scenes as well. I did appreciate as well that they seem to be making a point around what spies look like in fiction and what the real life situation may be. Not that Sam Rockwell and Bryce Dallas Howard aren't, you know, attractive movie stars, but they do look a little bit normal, more normal, should we say, than the fictional soap spies that the film is displaying in the film. The action was a highlight as well for me. You have Matthew Vaughn's sort of trademark style of that hyper realism, really quick editing, really quick cuts, really swift camera work as well. It just gives that action that slightly more kinetic and brutal feel in a lot of places. So I did like that. Similar, if you think about it, it is very similar to the sort of, think about the church fighting in Kingsman or the pub fight in the first Kingsman or whatever. It's that sort of feel with the action a lot of the way through. You do have a fantasy device as well through the film where the characters from the books are sort of appearing in real life to Ellie and are mirroring the action of the real people, and the camera sort of cuts between them, and that just adds another layer of depth to the action that did keep it quite visually engaging for me. In terms of what I didn't like, it is a little bit bloated in places in terms of how much lore and prestige it's trying to fit in, I think. As I said earlier, it is a spoof, so it's full of different references to the genre. So what you have of a lot of twists and turns, which on one hand are poking fun at the genre. But it does lead to a little bit of sort of tonal shifts for me, which meant it was sort of hard to follow in places, a little bit hard to read. And I think it ties itself in knots a little bit in terms of how much spoofing it's doing. And perhaps it could have refined that just a wee bit. It does, as I say, it's probably not up there with Matthew Vaughn's best films for me. I think it's probably Hard to Touch, Stardust or Layer Cake. So it does feel a little bit run of the mill and feels very much like he's reusing a lot of his own sort of back catalogue and greatest hits to try and have that same impact again. Now, I know it's been said by the cast in interviews and stuff that he is trying to take the piss out of himself, but I'm not sure that really landed for me, because at least two scenes toward the end do almost completely reuse action beats and action devices from other films. Now, there could be a reason for that, but I can't really get into it without it spoiling it. So you'll know what I mean if you've seen the film, or if, particularly if you've seen or read about the post-credits sequence. Other than that, the only other thing I'll say is it does make a lot of use of the new sort of newly released Beatles song Now and Then, and it very much feels like it, for me, it was probably a little bit too soon to be using that song in a way that the film is sort of presenting it like it's had a lasting cultural impact, but it's not even been out for a year yet. So that was a little bit jarring for me in the way the characters are talking about it. However, I do also get that it could be a reference to the fact that spies have access to stuff that normal people don't. So maybe the jokes that they've listened to Now and Then since they recorded it, or since they started working on it when all the Beatles were still alive and together. Listen, you know, overall, is it perfect? No. Did I love it as much as Matthew Vaughn's other films? No. I found it a perfectly enjoyable, genre-bending, fun time, switch your brain off action. Certainly didn't dislike it as much as the other critics did. I thought it was fine. As ever, you know, this is just my opinion, the opinion of one guy just talking to a microphone about a film for his little podcast. Get out there, make up your own mind, and let us know what you think. Really interested to know. Tweet us or X us, whatever the thing is, and let us know. As ever, we'll be back with a normal episode every Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening. We'll try and get more of these new reviews done all through the year where we can. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. Hope you have a good 2024 if you haven't said it already. And I'll see you next time. Cheerio!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.